This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I have with me Ralph Johnson, and the name of the exhibition we're going to be talking about is Ralph at 80. Well, young man, maybe you'd like to tell us maybe one or two of the highlights of your career and your involvement in clay, and particularly the Clay Museum at Rust and Frieda.
Thanks, Philip. Thanks for the opportunity. Highlights, there have been several. I suppose one of the biggest highlights was actually changing careers and becoming a ceramist and loving every moment of my life since then. And I think I've been doing this for about 35 years. So this is a big highlight coming up. I've had a 70th birthday highlight and a 60th birthday highlight. And at each one, I have prepared installations and new work, and the same thing with now, this exhibition that opens tomorrow. Also an installation of 80 bottles.
Well, I must say, I haven't seen the work yet. It's kind of intimidating to talk to you without having seen it, but I have seen some of the pictures, and they look quite monumental.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement also with the Clay Museum at Rust and Frieda.
Right. It's quite an intimate involvement there. Henny Meyer, ceramist, and I are good friends. And during COVID, we started discussing how we could put a bit more passion and excitement into the Cube initially. The Cube is an installation space consisting of 90 small cubes. So every time we have an exhibition, we have to find someone or a group of people that are prepared to make that many pieces of ceramic. And we've been working on various themes over the years, over the past couple of years, and it has brought a lot more people into the museum itself as well. We've had a couple of retrospective exhibitions as well. So it's been a very exciting time.
Okay, and you're also doing, in conjunction with two other artists, doing an exhibition called Seed and Contemplate, which I'm sure you've been involved with as well.
I'm involved with Seed. I'm involved with an exhibition in the Cube called Bowl. But mine is with Bowl and Seed. Seed is an exhibition being created by a group of students who are with me at the moment. And that comprises a couple of installations and some vases. Very exciting exhibition. They've made hundreds and hundreds of porcelain pieces for the installations. The Bowl exhibition in the Cube consists of people whom I've taught over the last 35 years or mentored. Each one being invited by me, those that I could remember and those I haven't remembered, I apologize for. And they all had to produce a series of bowls which reflect something of my teaching, not of me, but of my teaching. That's being creative, pushing boundaries, and that terrible three-word phrase, take it further.
Well, that is kind of wonderful, but it also gives a context to the work. I think just a couple of words about Rust and Frieda, because it's a very special space and maybe a hidden treasure.
It's absolutely hidden treasure, and we'd love more and more people to come and visit. It contains, besides the galleries in which there's paintings, and of course this month there will be ceramics, and in fact it's called Ceramics Month. November is Ceramics Month at Rust and Frieda. The Clay Museum houses a permanent collection of work and a selling collection as well.
So it's a wonderful space to go. It also has a very nice restaurant.
It does.
In a very nice setting in Durbanville.
Correct.
And we're very proud that it's on the new 2024 Art, Craft and Museums map. So if you really want to get around and see what's happening in the field of ceramics and the changes and the movements, I'm very thrilled to hear that this is a celebration not only of your own work, but of your tremendous influence on ceramics in Cape Town and beyond. So happy 80th.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing the opening tomorrow of the wonderful Ralph at 80 exhibition. So to know the what, the why, and the where of the visual art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the new 2024 Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za.
Thank you.
This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR.